Good morning, Columbus County. This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN Local News. Life is getting back to normal in Columbus County after almost a week of bone-chilling temperatures, 6 inches of snow, and 2 days worth of icy roads. WIFO City Schools and Columbus County Schools are back on their normal schedule today. Parents can use the Here Comes the Bus app to lessen the amount of time students wait outside in the cold. Officials warn, however, that there could still be some icy patches in isolated areas, so use caution. All county and municipal offices and the courts are back on their normal schedules as well. The WIFO City Council tomorrow night will consider a rezoning request for 705 Jefferson Street. The owners of the property want it changed from office and institutional to highway service to make it more attractive to potential customers. WIFO police are investigating a shooting that occurred on Thursday. The victim was injured at Kent Place Apartments and transferred to Novant, New Hanover. The investigation is ongoing. The police department did not release any additional information. Meanwhile, no one was reported injured when someone opened fire on a home with 10 people inside early on Friday. The shooting on Sandalwood Road near Whiteville damaged the home. We have reached out to the Columbus County Sheriff's Office for more information. In state news, President Donald Trump made his first official visit outside of Washington Friday when he toured Western North Carolina and promised help for Hurricane Helene victims. House Majority Leader Brendan Jones of Tabor City, along with Speaker Dustin Hall and other legislators, met with Trump on Friday in Asheville to discuss the ongoing recovery efforts. The conversation centered on coordinated federal and state efforts to expedite recovery, address immediate needs, and ensure long-term rebuilding. Governor Josh Stein thanked Trump for his promise of assistance. Automobile and homeowners insurance rates are going up for many North Carolinians. The increase approved by the Department of Insurance was significantly less than requested by insurance companies. Insurers are reeling from losses from Hurricane Helene and potential Tropical Storm 8, as well as increased coverage requirements for drivers. And we want to tell you about some events coming up. The Piney Forest Baptist Church Joy Group will host Empower Her 2025 this Saturday, February 1st, from 9 a.m. until noon. Lynn Cowell and Amy Carroll will be special speakers with praise and worship music from the Crossroads Band. There will be fellowship, door prizes, books, and merchandise, and more. Tickets are $20. You can call 910-625-5205 or 910-770-1292 for more information or to obtain tickets. Piney Forest Baptist Church is located at 4509 Andrew Jackson Highway Southwest in Chaburn. And the Columbus Baptist Association Spring Revival is set for March 10th through the 13th at Hallsboro Baptist Church, 551 Hallsboro Road, South in Hallsboro. Guest speakers will be the Reverend Joshua Connor of Pleasant Plains Baptist Church, Reverend Phil Addison of Bolton Baptist Church, Reverend Ryan Edwards of Clarendon Baptist Church, and Dr. George Strickland of Cerro Gordo Baptist Church. There will be special music each night. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Daryl Jackson reporting.